Weather together. Still an emergency situation, Ricky?
Yeah, it's just going to take you a really long time to get home tonight, especially if you're on southbound I-15, where we're seeing double the normal KSL travel times, and those delays are going to start right out of the gate southbound from downtown, and they are solid all the way through Lehigh. On the west side of the valley, spots of slowing on the 21st South Freeway between I-15 and the West Belt, and then again at 5600 West, southbound I-215's West Belt delays stretching from I-80 to the Maverick Center. Lynn Thomas?
Southbound 15 drive through Utah County is getting some tight traffic now at the Pioneer Crossing on-ramps up to Main and Lehigh. Then you're breaking free until about 123rd South as you make the drive up to Midvale, where it's slow there and then easing up again. On the South Belt, construction slowing the drive from I-15 to Redwood Road. That construction on the right side as you take the Redwood Road exit ramp. And then as you're up there on I-80 eastbound, the transition ramp to the East Belt is getting slow. Mark?
It looks like several places where traffic is very slow up north. First, we'll start with some fairly fresh delays, 215 at the north and heading north from I-80. And it looks like also northbound traffic basically slow and goes South Salt Lake to the North Interchange, then between about Legacy Parkway. In spots up to Layton Hills Mall, Highway 89, very heavy up in Fruit Heights, and again approaching I-84 South Weaver. Pay tribute to those who have sacrificed all so we may be free. Join West Jordan's Memorial Day commemoration at Veterans Memorial Park. Visit wjordan.com for details. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.